Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. There's new KISW merch in the Rock Shop just in time for the hockey season.
Oh, yeah.
And also in time for the holiday season. You gotta get this stuff. Who's not going to love this, man? I mean, a new hockey-inspired rock beanie and a new hockey-inspired t-shirt with the Kraken tentacles reaching up and grabbing the rock symbol? Come on!
And a beanie's clutch when you go to Climate Pledge Arena to see the games, because sometimes it's a little chilly, especially if you are missing a couple pieces of hair like myself. Or bald, for those that aren't playing along. Beanie is clutch, and that beanie looks good with the jersey.
Yeah, so you definitely want to get this done, man. And again, like I said, gift-giving time is coming. What a great gift. The hockey t-shirt looks amazing. The beanie, like Stevie said, is rocking. Go to the Rock Shop. Get both. Get one. Get them all. I don't care. But you do got to get them. You got to get them at KISW.com.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
Turn down four tentacles!
Charge up for one! Release the Kraken!
Yes! Bloosh!
And get that tentacle gear.
Easy for you to say.
I know, right? At the Rock Shop. Let's get to our contestant today. We got Rick and Everett. Rick, are you there? Rick!
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 He's engaged.
You there?
No, Rick!
Okay.
Oh,
Rick!
Dang.
Ricky, all Ricky,
right.
Ricky.
All right, well, let's go to Travis then.
All right, Travis, he should be there.
Travis, you there?
I am here.
All right.
Travis, way to step up to the plate.
Yeah. All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Travis will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Travis, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Too bad for Rick.
Yep, exactly. Which automobile company took over production of Rolls-Royce cars in 2003?
BMW.
Yes. Which band member of The Who died of a drug overdose?
Pass.
What element's chemical symbol is Ni?
Nitrogen.
No.
Nickel.
Yes. Who plays Elle Woods in the movie Legally Blonde?
Pass.
Typically, how many arms does a starfish have?
8.
No.
10.
No.
7.
No. Bubble tea originated in which Asian country?
Japan.
No.
China.
No.
Korea.
No. Wham had the 80s hit song titled Wake Me Up Before You What?
Go Go.
Yes. Which cocktail do you get when you mix bourbon, mint, and sugar?
Pass.
Which Lord of the Rings character had a horse named Shadowfax?
Gandalf.
Yes. Who played the role of Larry Sanders on The Larry Sanders Show?
Larry Sanders.
No. One, two, three, four, correct.
I mean, try,
a solid guess. If you don't know, then it's a good guess right there. Unfortunately, it was the wrong guess.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. But
Jerry Sandlin.
Yes, but don't say anything anymore. And hopefully, Steve's not in the room yet, so you don't have to worry about that so much.
Wow. Wrong time, right answer.
Exactly. A little late there. I mean, a lot of late on that one, but, you know, sometimes you get it later.
Hey, look at you, Mr. Analyst.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that expert analyst. That analyst.
Analyst. Are you having an aneurysm? Is that what's going on?
I don't know what's going on. Just give me some turkey.
Steve, he's having an aneurysm, which I think is... That's an Urban Dictionary thing, I think.
Don't look that one up. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Which automobile company took over production of Rolls-Royce cars in 2003?
Ford?
No.
Toyota?
No.
Honda?
No. Which band member of The Who died of a drug overdose?
Keith Moon.
Yes. What element's chemical symbol is Ni?
Nitrogen.
No.
Nitrous.
No.
Nighty Night.
No. Who plays Elle Woods in the movie Legally Blonde?
Angelina Jolie.
No.
Scarlett Johansson.
No.
What's her name?
Oh, Scarlett Johansson. How about her?
Oh, shut up.
Reese Witherspoon.
Yes.
Whoa.
Typically, how many arms does a starfish have?
Five.
Yes. Bubble tea originated in which Asian country?
Japan.
No.
China.
No.
Korea.
No. Wham had the 80s hit song titled Wake Me Up Before You What?
Go, go.
Yes. Yeah. What cocktail do you get when you mix bourbon, mint, and sugar?
A mint julep?
Yes. Which Lord of the Rings character had a horse named Shadowfax?
Harry.
No.
Samwise.
No.
You're a wizard, Harry.
No. 1, 2, 3, Frodo. 4, 5. No. No. But you win 5-4.
Oh, Bilbo close.
Baggins. No, sorry. Not Bilbo.
Sorry, Travis.
Wait, did he get 5 or 4?
He got 5 and you got 4.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Sorry, buddy. You're going to have that.
Bilbo Baggins.
Oh, yeah. The great Leonard Nimoy.
I know, right? He put out a song. I don't know if it charted anywhere, but he did put out a song for Bilbo Baggins.
And we're still playing it.
I was going to say, you know. I don't know if it charted, but we play it a lot.
A lot. A couple of the questions you did not get correct. Actually, Travis did. He knew that it was Gandalf that had Shadowfax.
I didn't even guess that. I'm an idiot.
I didn't want to bring it up in front of everybody.
Also, BMW took over the production of Rolls-Royce. So on that one. And then also he knew that the element's chemical symbol that is Ni is nickel.
Nickel. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He won't remember that.
No, he won't. So it'll be fun to use that later on.
Yeah.
Bubble tea originated in which Asian country? Does anybody want to fashion a guess on this one?
So that hasn't been gotten. Well, I would have to be guessing at this point. I don't know.
Vietnam?
No. Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess it is its own country, even though I think China doesn't want that to be the case.
I'm not getting into that fight.
Yeah,
so.
You're right. They're still their own country, even though China's like trying to say no.
There's one question you didn't get to that I think that you would get right away. Who played the role of Larry Sanders in The Larry Sanders Show?
Oh, what the hell is that guy's name?
Yeah, I don't think it's easy to get you.
Wow.
Gary Shandling.
Yeah.
I think he's no longer with us, right?
No. Yeah. No, he passed a couple of years ago now, I think. But he was also in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
That was?
Yes. Yeah. He was a senator that was a spoiler alert, a Hydra agent.
Oh.
Because he gets to utter the famous Hail Hydra line in one of the movies. Maybe one of the bonus scenes or something like that. But he got to do that.
Totally forgot that.
Yeah. So look at that. You learned something today.
Dude, the Larry Sanders Show was a fun show.
It was. I didn't get to watch it that often because it was on HBO, and it was only those weekends that you got to see stuff like that. But it was that one and Dream On were the two shows that I really, really loved.
What the hell was Dream On?
It was some awkward dude going through life doing stuff, but it would flash back to like old scenes from shows.
Yes.
And I thought those parts were super cool, and that's all I remember from it.
Yeah, Jeffrey Tambor also got his start on the Larry. That's when I first heard about him. He played the Ed McMahon sidekick character.
Yeah, he was a sidekick.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
He was the one that said, "Hey now." That was his thing.
That's amazing. Yeah. Congratulations on your win, Steve.
Oh, man. Oh, going back to the old days, Larry Sanders classic. That and Martin Mull's Firmwood Tonight, which I don't think anyone...
I don't even know that one.
Yeah, that was another parody of a variety talk show.
Huh.
Fred Willard was in that as his sidekick. And it was real hippy-dippy stuff, dude. I mean, it was part of like the Mary Hartman universe, I think. Or a spinoff of that show, which is going way, way back. But those were shows that were like meta, you know, like really like... Too cool for school that a lot of folks were probably like, I don't get this. I don't want to do this. But I really dug it. And Firmwood Tonight was like that, which then the Larry Sanders Show was very similar in my mind.
I'm sorry. The Beat Makes police are chiming in. Keith Moon didn't die of a drug overdose. That was John Entwistle. Keith died of drinking.
I Googled it because I was curious. Uh-huh. He died from an accidental overdose of a prescription drug prescribed to combat alcoholism. So he was given this to help him with his alcoholism, and then he overdosed on this prescription drug.
Wow, so you know what? I always thought, like, Steve, so it really was a drug overdose, but it was a prescription drug.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought it was the alcohol that got him, but I was maybe I'm wrong.
He was trying to beat that, and then he just didn't care anymore and overdosed.
I wonder if it was a combo. I wonder if he was drinking while taking the stuff. I don't know. I hear that's not good to be drinking and taking pills at the same time.
You know, I was trying to remember, like, one of my favorite Keith Moon, not memories, because I never was around when he was around, but, like, the stories that I always loved was the story of him just being, like, just such a chaotic person. Like, he was he was just a loose cannon, and he drove a car into a pool. But then I'm reading online, apparently that never really even happened.
Oh, it didn't?
Like, they said there was a bunch of pool tables, the tables and the chairs were thrown in, but he never drove a car into the swimming pool. He couldn't even drive, according to one person.
Oh, man. So that's just another one of those old tales.
Yeah, I think it just kind of grew and grew and grew over the years.
Well, you know what? Again, you get the historians, you know, whoever's telling the story, that's the true person of power.
That's the big question. Did he drive a Rolls Royce into a swimming pool or did he not?
There are so many things that we're told that weren't true. You know, when you think about just everything in life. So, well, there you go. I can't believe anything.
My other favorite Keith Moon thing was, I remember I had the DVD for The Who live at the Isle of Wight. Wight. I think Wight.
Oh, well, that would be Wight, I believe.
Yeah, if I remember correctly. And it's like a big festival that would happen, and The Who played it. And it's one of my favorite visuals because it was him on stage, and it's like tons of people out there in the crowd. The Who are killing it up on stage. But him and Pete Townshend clearly are getting into a verbal spat right in between songs. And Keith is just kind of like, got like this goofy smile. You can almost see like he's like kind of mocking Pete Townshend. And Pete doesn't seem to have the same sense of humor as Keith Moon. And Pete just walks over there. And I mean, if you look up bitch slap in the dictionary, you'll see a video of this. Like, he just winds up and just slaps the living hell out of Keith Moon. And Keith just takes it and they start the next song. And I'm like, this band is just chaos up here.
Yeah,
and they sounded great, but you could tell like there was some serious tension going on that stage, but they fed off of it.
Well, you know, and if in fact he was having a substance abuse issue, you know, that probably was that probably was really irritating, you know, to the rest of the band and definitely to to him, because he was just like, mm-hmm. Dude, I'm gonna slap you, you know, you got to figure this out.
And for all we know, I mean, like, maybe he was under something. Like, he's a sloppy style of a drummer. Like, I love his style of drumming, but it wasn't, like, very technically precise. Like, he was just kind of, like, you know, almost like how you slur your words. He was, like, slurring his drumming at times.
Yeah, and I suppose if you needed the drumming to be better than that, that probably irritated you.
Oh, but that's what made it great.
Yeah, well, you know what? A bitch slap, and he moved. I love that he moved on, though. That's awesome.
All right, just give him a good slap, and back to the next song.
Here we go. It is time for Listeners on the Loose. This is where you pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We'll take your calls. We'll take your texts at 920 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Regents Blue Shield. Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. And when you get through, make sure you follow Steve's rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ, and that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're gone.
And then we're saying goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
A few texts have come in this morning asking me what I think about the new New Jersey Devils alternate jersey that just came out.
I have not seen this.
Oh, boy. So, you know, everyone does, like, alternate jerseys. Really, it's a way to make some more money on jersey sales. And this will be used, like, I think 10 or 13 times during the season. And a lot of people have been demanding as Devils fans, like, oh, we want a full black jersey because they got the red, black, and white as their colors. And it'd be, you know, everyone loves an all black jersey. So they answered, they listened to the fans and they made an all black jersey, but it's very underwhelming because
it
just says jersey on it as the logo, which makes it look like one of those mock jerseys that you order online where it says put your team name here.
Yeah.
You know, but I understand why they're doing it, because, you know, people refer to New Jersey as Jersey, and it was apparently the idea of all of this jersey came from Martin Brodeur, their, you know, all-time great goaltender who's part of the team's management group. And so he came up with a lot of the ideas behind this, including the number of stripes have a significance, and the skate lace around, like, the neck part is it's like the same kind of lace that you use on the goal net. So it's like a nod to him for a goalie kind of thing. You know, obviously, he's like the most well-known New Jersey Devil of all time. Okay. Everything about it I dig, except for the... Just the logo says jersey.
It just says jersey. You're just, like, yes, it is.
Right. It's just almost like your team name here kind of a thing.
Oh, wow. The stripes are a little, it looks a little old school with all those stripes like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking to my buddy Mike online, and like, he was just talking about how, like, it seems like a lot of teams are coming, are bringing back, like, the simplicity when it comes to jerseys, which I do like. I just don't get the whole, the jersey and the cursive font, because it looks like they just grabbed, like, cursive font and wrote jersey.
Yeah, that is a very plain font.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very, very plain. Unless that's also what they wanted to do, is just go old school with a plain font. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm digging that so much.
Right. Like, imagine, like, Seattle's like, here's our alternate jersey, and it just says, like, 206 or something, or team.
You know,
Seattle team.
I'm going to tell you, though, I am not a fan of the old school hockey style. Like, I know it's sacrilege, but I do not like the Seattle Metropolitan sweaters.
Oh, I don't even like
when even when they put them in the Kraken color, it's like, no, I don't want to see that.
No, yeah. Dude, I'm with you on that one. It's just too much. It's a little obnoxious. I understand why people have, you know, a nostalgic attachment to it, but I remember I did, like, a charity hockey game, and the jerseys that we had were the old Seattle Metropolitan jerseys. And they were auctioning them off, and I was okay with that, because I was like, I'm never going to wear it. You know, I understand why people like it. It's just not my thing.
And so I feel like that I mean, granted, it's not, you know, because it's just pretty much all black and white with a little red piping behind the letters and numbers. But I still don't like all, I like the way the new, like, I just like the style of the newer jerseys.
And I would have been fine with it. They just went with, like, a black and white version of the New Jersey Devils logo, which a lot of people, and I know I'm biased because I like the team, but I know a lot of people will consider that one of the best logos ever created for a sports franchise because of just how clever it is with the devil horns on the NJ kind of design. It would look great with this jersey.
Yeah, and they didn't do it.
They blew it.
And Martin, and the best goalie, your hero, is the one that's responsible for blowing it.
That's the best part. Is people are bitching online. Like, tell it to your goalie then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, people that's true. Complain. They don't have to like everything that Martin Brodeur does.
Yeah. Well, boy, I'm not digging it. But, you know, who knows? Maybe it would grow on me, but I'm not digging it. I remember I wasn't super excited over the new Hawks jerseys, and then really ended up really liking
them. No, I remember we were arguing about that because I loved them from the get-go.
And I did not.
No, you were not a fan of them at all.
And then all of a sudden now it's like I really, really do like them. So it could just take some time. We'll see. You know, show it to me in 6 months, see what I think.
So it's okay, you're designing the third jersey for the Kraken. What are you putting on there?
Oh, it's got to be the anchor.
Oh, I was going to say Grungy, our new mascot.
Oh, Grungy. Yeah, I forgot about him. I mean, I don't know. I think the anchor, but maybe, I don't know, if you want to, you can make it a little bit more elaborate. You know,
why?
Since you've got
the anchor's so freaking cool.
Yeah. I agree. I'm just saying, if you want to, if you want to, otherwise, just leave it the way it is, but just blow it up. And we all agree that we want the ice blue, right? As the color of the alternate jersey?
I want an all black jersey.
Why do you want? What is with this all black?
So I mean, go with his t-shirts, man.
Everything I wear is black or gray or
white.
Well,
it's not just you. It's just like,
yes, it is. It's my decision.
There's a lot of. There's a lot of people that like the all black and the blackouts, and it's just like, look, I get it. Black's a cool color, but you know what? It's not in our color scheme. Can we do a blue out? Oh, we already have a blue out. It's called the home jersey.
Yeah, it's the normal jersey.
All black with that ice blue as an accent. Yeah. Come on, that would be BJ.
That is cool, but I think I'm going to go with BJ on this one. I think the ice blue with the anchor would be really cool.
Yeah, I can't really argue with you guys on that. That would look pretty awesome.
And I would like to see how the navy blue stripes would look, since we don't have navy blue stripes, since, of course, you know, our home jersey's blue.
Yeah.
And so that would be interesting to add that stripe color into the mix.
Seeing how that bright blue looks on the ice, to me, that is like one of the coolest colors. And it works so well on the ice. It just pops.
It may be because it pops because we don't see a whole lot of it. Now, maybe if it's in a big jersey, it may not be as cool. But we'll see. I'm still willing to give it a shot.
Someone says, hey, but the Devil's one, it says where they're from, and it also says what they're wearing. Jersey.
Yep.
as long as their helmets say helmet.
Right, glove.
Yeah.
Glove.
Pants.
Skate. I'm not a fan. Like, I just don't like the New York Yankees away uniforms. I know it's been classic, and they've had them for the longest
time.
The
gray ones?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of them.
I love those.
Yeah, it's just so basic.
That's what they've I love
always
about
been,
it.
They've always been basic, and I'm not a fan of that. You know, I just feel like, I get
it.
It
says New York.
Yeah. Now, I will say the pinstripe, though, that's a sharp look I've always liked. And so I thought the home unis are good. But I've never liked the basic sort of like, whoa, this is how we designed it back in, you know, the 1900s or whatever.
I get, you know, I'm basing it all on nostalgia purposes. You might be completely right. I just grew up with that jersey, and I've always loved how that New York Yankee, the road jersey looked, more so than the pinstripes.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. All right. I really like the modernized stuff where you get more color and, you know, it's funny, the Blue Jays turning it on their head and, you know, taking what used to be powder blue that you'd use on the road. Teams like the Phillies and the Royals and the Blue Jays used to do that, I believe. And now the Blue Jays are going, you know what, we're powder blueing at home. You know what, we're doing what we want.
The best of all the alternate jerseys, though, if we're getting super nerdy about alternate jerseys, is the Dallas Stars. Their alternate jersey is amazing. It's a black jersey, shocking,
with
a super bright, like highlighter bright green, like a neon green.
Oh, so it's not. So it's definitely like outside their color scheme.
Yes, 1,000%.
I don't know about that.
Why? It looks so cool.
Wow, I don't know. I don't know about that. I'm going to have to get back to you on that.
I want to go to a rave wearing that.
Yeah,
and the goalie's just got like the goalie pads made to match them. And it's
it's
so cool.
Yeah.
If you go on Instagram, it's at goaliegearnerd. You'll be able to find like the picture that I'm looking at.
You can see that from space.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, if you're a shooter, I might be a little blinded by that.
Yeah.
Tactically, that might be good.
I don't know.
Then.
Yeah.
What do you think? It's not as rave greeny, of course, as our, you know, as the Seahawks.
It's more
alternate.
Neon green.
Yeah. But I mean, it's also not as much, except for the pads. So at least it's more black than that green.
Sure.
But the pads surely just, whoa, man. All right, I'm blind.
Yeah, it looks like he has like two highlighters on his legs.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I'll have to get back. I think the logo with the D in the Texas is pretty cool, but.
Yeah, the D on the chest is cool.
Yeah. All right. What?
Okay. The logo with the D.
Yeah, okay. It is Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. More of your calls, more of your texts at 9:35 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone just texted in talking about alternate jerseys and brought up a very good point. The best alternate jersey there is, Seattle Sounders, Jimi Hendrix kit.
Oh, yeah, the purple and black.
Dude, the Sounders never disappoint with their alternates. Every time they put out a cool alternate, I'm like, why isn't that just their regular jersey? Like, I always love the black with the pink.
Oh yeah, that's a good looking kit.
And then the Kendricks one, man. I remember when I first saw it, I was like, I don't know. But then when I saw it on somebody, I was like, that is a pretty sweet looking jersey. It's
yeah,
different.
I feel pressure because it seems like there's always a new kit to get. You know, what I mean?
Every year.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, oh man, I can't keep up with this. There's just too much.
You know, all of us have a net worth of $12 million Sounders. I mean, come on, even you are having a hard time with this.
Yeah, you're absolutely. I don't think any of us do, but yeah, you're right. yeah, man. But, they got some good stuff. I agree.
Yeah, they don't really ever, I've never really disliked any of their alternate stuff.
I love the Mariners because, you know, they've decided every color scheme they've had, they're just going to use because of that Sunday jersey.
The Sunday jersey is my favorite.
Yeah. I mean, and it's even a different color white. It's like a softer eggshell white. Yep.
Like a beige white or something.
And they corrected it. They really
cream.
Did. They corrected it. Yeah, they corrected the fact that those gold and blue colors, the yellow and blue, were always associated with the trident, which is bad luck. So I like that they didn't put that on there, but they used the current Mariners logo and all that. But just yellowed and blued it.
Yeah, it's my favorite of all the Mariners jerseys. Is the Sunday jersey.
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah. They got good stuff too. I like the Mariners unis and their stuff. They got a good logo and good script.
Oh, it's like sports uniform talk on BJ and Mace and other.
I know. Well, I've been loving that my whole life.
Me
I used
too.
To design them when I was a little kid in my little scrapbook because I hated my team's uniform because it was
adorable.
So basic.
Yep.
You know, and because at the time the Red Sox were almost as basic as the Yankees. But then finally the 70s came along and the Yankees didn't do anything. I was like, look at the Yankees going, man, you got some of the cool stuff like what the Astros were doing with their unis with all those yellow and orange and stripes that people still rock today. And the Yankees and the Red Sox were like, no, we're not going to do it. Then finally the Red Sox said, okay, we will. And I was like, thank God. Jeez. You know, I was like, don't be the Yankees. Be hip.
I can't remember. I think it was when we were interviewing Brandon Tenev of the Kraken. When we were talking to them about his initial thought on the jerseys and stuff. And he even brought it up. And I was like, that's so cool to hear. And like yourself as well. Like he's like, oh, yeah, man. I was a kid. I never would have been able to design as cool of a jersey as this. I think we all grew up like creating our own jerseys. And that was one of my favorite parts about doing beer league, especially with the Donkeys. Like a couple of us were like super nerds about that stuff and would create the logo and and mock up like the way that the jersey would look. And then when we would get them printed and made, it was such like a surreal experience. You're like, wow, this went from a really crappy Microsoft Paint rendering to them becoming this. That was pretty sweet.
That's cool when you basically, like the 12-year-old you goes, wow, look at me. I actually did it.
Yeah.
I actually made a jersey.
Which is probably why our jerseys were always very simple.
I have one of your t-shirts that I really liked. Like the one, I can't remember which one it was. It was a cool, you've had a couple of different donkeys over the years. There was one, I think it was just a donkey with a tooth missing or something like that.
Yeah, really, they've all had like black eyes, bloodshot eyes. Teeth missing, scuffed up faces. And then my buddy Ogle, he made the one where we had, that was just a spoof on the Anaheim Mighty Ducks, but it was the Mighty Donks.
Yes.
And that one's my favorite.
I got a classy one from you, actually, that's just like a silhouette of a donkey on black lettering and a black silhouette. That was like the classy donkey.
Oh, yeah, just said Tacoma and then had the silhouette of a donkey inside the lettering of Tacoma.
Classy donkey. That was the classy donkey's merch.
That was a championship season. That was a good jersey.
Wow.
Yeah.
Said I remember them based on the jerseys we wore.
Yeah, nice. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So, BJ, on that note, do you like the long pants in Major League Baseball or like the short pants with the long socks?
Boy, you know, it really... because I like the socks, man. I mean, I know it looks a little goofy, but then depending on how crazy the players go with it. But, you know, you got some cool-looking socks.
Do they still wear, like, actual, like, what are they called, like, stirrups?
That's a really good question.
Or are they just socks with like the stirrup like look is just printed on there?
Like you had in Little League?
I don't know because you know for the longest time
we had the stirrups.
Yeah,
like, really? Like we had the socks with the fakies.
Oh no, ours were legit.
Yeah, I don't know, Steve, because when they had all the pants that went all the way down, basically where you hardly even saw a sock. I don't know if there's a stirrup thing anymore. If they're still doing that, I don't even know what they were called. Yeah, they were stirrups. You're absolutely right.
I couldn't remember that. I know it's like a horse term, but
I don't know if it's necessary.
An OBGYN's thing too.
Oh yeah, well, there's
I didn't even think about that.
That's exactly what I thought of.
When people had the long pants, and I still to this day, even though I know it's not the case, but like I think it was just because when we were growing up, like anyone who had the long pants, you were just like the stoner of the team. Like you just so whenever I see like a pitcher come on the mound, I'm like, oh, that guy probably smokes pot. Even though I know he doesn't. He's like in the MLB. But like it's just like that's the stigma that I have whenever I see someone wearing the super long pants is that they're a stoner.
Yeah, some of the younger dudes are trying to get, you know, take the look back of the high socks. You know, I remember Mookie Betts used to run around high socked up, but it was like, you know, player to player, some of the other players like, no, Rook, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to just continue the long pants.
So if you got called up and you're like, you're now playing in the Major League Baseball, would you go with the high?
I think I would because the socks, especially if you're on a team that has socks in the name, you kind of go, well, why are you called the Red Sox? I can't even see any socks that are, you know, well, why are the White Sox? So I think I would. I think I would go with the high socks because some of them got good striping.
Yeah.
You know, they got some good looks.
I think I'd go long. That way people think I'm a stoner.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
Look, I was really stoned. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, if Mitch Haniger, doesn't Mitch Haniger have the long pants? Because Mitch Haniger looks like the kind of dude that shouldn't be wearing the high socks. He looks like your kind of player.
Yeah, the high socks makes me think like vintage, like old school baseball.
Yeah, yeah. And usually a speedy guy. Like for some reason, I don't know why, I feel like a short dude with the high socks is a guy, he's a base stealer, you know? And then you got your power hitter, sort of just chilling up at the plate.
They're more aerodynamic, those stirrups.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is.
All right, this has nothing to do with sports, but someone said, long-time listener with a big ask. I was hoping I could get a shout-out to Janie, who's having major surgery as we speak. We just need all the good energy we could get. Thanks from all of you.
Oh, Jamie, yep.
Give her a shout-out.
Well, listen, lots of love to you, and speedy recovery and all that good stuff.
You rock, Janie.
Oh, is it Janie with an N?
Like, got a gun.
Oh, Janie's sorry, Janie. You know what? If there's a Jamie out there that's also getting surgery, well, good luck to you as well.
Yeah.
Janie, we love you.
Yeah, but we like Janie more right now. Because
and she doesn't have a gun. She's just, she's got a surgeon. She's got a surgeon.
Someone said, what do you guys think about all the controversy that has going on with Chris Pratt being the voice or the playing Super Mario and Mario Brothers? Yeah.
So what is the controversy? Is it because
nobody wants him to have I guess people are like, he can't be Mario. He's not Italian, which I don't understand. Like, is this a serious role?
It's hard. It's, you know what, Steve? It is really hard these days because you never know what people consider a serious role. He's a cartoon character. I know his name is Mario and I know he's got the big mustache, but I just never thought of him as Italian. I thought of him as this just goofy looking guy that jumped over things.
Really?
Yeah,
Mario and Luigi?
Well, I was never into that movie.
Mario.
And he goes, Mario.
Yeah, so I'm thinking people don't want him to do an Italian accent, right? Is because...
But I guess the producer said that he's not going to do an Italian accent.
And is that the problem? Or is it the problem that, you know, there was a possibility he was going to do one?
I think we have the clip. Asked him, is Chris Pratt going to have the Italian accent? Is he going to do the old, it's-a-me, Mario? It's some producer. I think his name's like Chris or something.
Yeah, Chris Melendandri, yeah. And so here's Chris actually talking about how, he will not be faking the accent.
Yeah. How much are you going to have them, like, lean into the, like, it's me, it's Mario, like, lean into the Italian-ness?
It's, you know, we cover it in the movie, so you'll see that we definitely nod to that, but that's not the tenor of the performance throughout the film. All I can tell you is the voice that he's doing for us and Mario is phenomenal. I can't wait for people to hear it.
Is it a live action or is it
it's live action.
Okay.
I think. I mean, that's what I always understood it to be live action.
I have no idea. And why are people so worked up about a movie about the Super Mario Brothers?
Well, here's the problem. I think when it comes to accents, everybody's just really sensitive.
Sure.
Because, you know, some marginalized folks have been made fun of because of their accents. And so now, though, I don't know. You know, I mean, I have no idea if, in fact, you'll never hear anybody speak English with an accent anymore because it just has negative connotations.
And it looks like this will be a computer animated film. So
it's not
live
action.
It looks like it will be. Yeah, and it's got some interesting people in it. Charlie Day as Luigi.
Yeah, I saw
that. Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong. Jack Black as Bowser. Anya Taylor-Joy as Princess Peach.
I was looking forward to this live action, and it's not a live odd.
Yeah, it's not going to be a live action.
But they have a live action Super Mario Brothers if you watch.
No, No, it doesn't exist.
But you don't that one, Rev?
It is hot trash. It's the worst trash that could trash a trash.
Yeah. See, I was a kid when I saw it, and I loved it.
I was too. And I hated it. I still hate it.
I was a little scared.
I kind of want to go back and watch it now and see if it's as bad as Rev is saying.
Oh, you go ahead, because it's that's what you do. You like to watch bad movies, and I recommend you watch that one.
So if you're casting a live-action Mario Brothers, who you have in play Mario?
I was Chris Pratt. I was excited.
Pratt.
Chris Pratt does not look anything like Mario. Like, what about, like, Sacha Baron Cohen? Or he could be Luigi.
Jack Black and Sacha Baron Cohen.
I'm not opposed to that.
That sounds solid, actually.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, okay. All right. I can't argue with any of that.
I think the only problem I have with Chris Pratt playing Mario is the fact that he was already Emmett in the Lego movie, and he's going to be playing Garfield as well. So I feel like he's just probably going to do a lot of his same voice. He's got a very distinct voice, so it's going to throw me off. I'm not sure. And plus, Bill Murray did an awesome Garfield.
And there's no way that Chris Pratt should be Garfield when he's definitely got Odie energy.
Yeah.
Like, he should be Odie.
Big Odie energy.
And just barking. Yeah. Just have Chris Pratt barking in the movie, and I would be perfect.
Garfield, then.
Chris Pratt.
I don't know why. I'll be very interested in his Garfield. You're right. He's way high energy for that.
Oh, what's his name? Al Bundy.
Ted, no.
No. No. Oh, gosh. Why?
Tell us his name.
Why can't I remember his name?
What is Al Bundy's name? Ed O'Neill.
Ed O'Neill.
Yeah,
there we go.
I feel like he's a good Garfield.
Yeah.
Ooh, I do like
his voice. He's an older dude, though. I don't think, you know, maybe people just want some young blood in there. Mm. You know, Ed O'Neill's a great actor, but I just don't think he's the draw as a Chris Pratt. That's the problem, is you got to get a name that will bring people to the movies.
Ooh, Nick Offerman.
Okay.
I love Nick, but he's not a name that will bring.
Yes, he is. He's Ron Swanson.
He's not Chris Pratt, though.
It's Ron Swanson.
Okay, look,
I'm not disagreeing with you. I love Ron Swanson, and I love him. But I don't think he's Chris Pratt, unfortunately, because you're right. Because why would they cast him as Garfield in the first place? It makes no sense.
I feel like this is the answer to every question. It should be The Rock.
Yes.
Well, for star power, yes. But boy, I don't know.
What do you think of that lasagna? It doesn't matter what you think.
Though he could be chill. He could be, maybe he could be a chill Garfield.
On that aspect now, I want Stone Cold Steve Austin to be Garfield.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Or he could be Odie.
But, you know, there's not much of a role.
Not?
I mean, Odie doesn't say much, he just barks. That's the problem. He's not a talking dog, which is unfortunate. You know, it's like the dog doesn't get any real, you know, he has to be real in that one.
So it says, watch the movie, Steve, the old Mario Brothers one. It's poop. And I feel like it has nothing to do with Mario. It's just a weird movie.
Yeah, it was a very weird movie.
It's all you, Steve. This is your weekend.
28% on Rotten Tomatoes and 29% with the audience.
Oh, this is perfect for you. You got to get the wife to watch this, too.
Bob Hoskins, John Leguizamo, and Dennis Hopper in a movie that is hot trash.
I hope he watches this, and I hope it's Tatum's favorite movie, and his hell will have to be to watch it over and over.
Yeah.
Oh, please watch it with Tatum.
I'd rather please that Tatum than Cocomelon, like I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Oh, the honeymoon's over with Cocomelon, huh?
I've never liked Coco. It's just been a necessary evil at times.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Hey, I need a tease there, Victoria.
It's there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Hey, you know what? I can ask it.
All right, why don't you ask it?
All right, yes, let's do it.
You ask the Ryan Castle question.
DJ, guess what? I'm asking the questions here.
Woo! All right, do it.
What do Ryan Castle and a bowling ball have in common?
Ooh, I like this.
I'll tell you, or BJ will tell you. One of us is going to tell you at 9:52 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a bowling ball have in common?
You probably shouldn't eat a bowling ball.
Yeah. Yeah, probably shouldn't. But Ryan Castle, on the other hand, oh, have at it.
A lot of two fingers and a thumb jokes are coming in on the text lines. I just can't share.
Don't text.
Yeah. And
that's
me.
That's a shocker. It really is a shocker. I didn't expect that.
Dude, that's a fine choice of words.
Thank you.
I don't even know if you meant to do that.
Oh,
but
I did.
If you did, bravo.
Thank you very much. Oh, I did. Thank you. Thank you for noticing my brilliance when it comes to low ball humor. Hey, I did
it again. Kudos.
Speaking of a bowling ball, this is scary stuff. A couple in their mid-20s were driving through KC, Kansas City, of course, on Saturday, and they hit a bowling ball because somebody threw it into the street, and it got lodged under their car. The wife was driving. Her husband went out and tried to dislodge the bowling ball, but while he was under the car, some other guy runs up and tries to steal her purse, and she reacted, unfortunately, by hitting the gas and ran over her husband.
Oh, God.
Then she hears him yell out in pain, so she backs up and, of course, runs over him again. But he survived, so we can laugh about it. I mean,
happy Thanksgiving. Okay.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. don't have
a problem. I don't think I'd ever allow her to drive when I'm in the car with her again.
No,
right?
Oh, yeah. Ryan Castle, he's up next, and he's got a 12-pack.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
Wild boars, you know, they're not to be messed with, any kind of wild pig.
So I want
to
know, what do they sound like?
Whoa, okay.
Well, if they're angry, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Huh?
It's been a long time since we've had one of your fine impressions. That's what happens when a javelina has emphysema.
I might need some throat coat. That's hard on the voice.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta cut down on the cigarettes, Mr. Javelina.
It's an angry Peppa Pig going on right now.
DJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.